Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, and Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. It's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello, welcome, our friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 19 December 2022. Welcome to tonight's program. We're going to bring a very special guest tonight, a lady I've known now for, I guess, a couple years. Got to meet her personally out of Missouri last summer and had a wonderful time. We're going to bring up Dr. Carrie Madej in a few minutes, and if you folks don't know her, hang in there. You're going to know her just a little bit. One of the sweetest people in the world, and she's a doctor that's really taken a stand for a lot of different issues. And, folks, she's went through some stuff herself personally, and she's still going, just like the Energizer Bunny. Before we go to her, I'll make two announcements over very quickly. We are still offering the filters. That the James McKay water filters will be on special through the end of this month. And, folks, just coming to an end real quick, another 2 weeks, it'll be going. If you want to save 15% on water filters that will fit any stainless steel gravity-fed filter or any gravity-fed filter, period, really, but as far as the Berkeys go, if you have a stainless steel Berkey, it'll fit in the Berkeys. You can make your own gravity-fed filters, and James will gladly send you instructions how to do that. It's no problem at all. But the filters were 15% off. If you'll call the office, you can get the price and get you at least a set of four. One filter, you don't need to put in four different filters like you do in some other systems. One filter would do what other four do in other systems. So give us a call at 800-777-4403. 800-777-4403. Or if you can call long distance, folks, you'll save us money if you'll call us at 304-846-4448. 304-846-4448 if you want to call and ask about the filters or anything else you want to talk about. And I want to mention this again a couple times because I think it's important to a lot of people. I told you last week we're about out of REM sleep. This will be the last batch as far as I know anybody's ever going to have. But REM sleep is an all-natural supplement that helps you rest at night. It doesn't make you sleep. It helps you to sleep. We got about 12 bottles, I think, of it left. And once they're gone, they're gone. It's $12.50 each. You buy five or more, it's $10.50, folks, as long as you're here. So if you order 12, you pretty much wipe this out. But anyway, we have a few left. You call and order them. You can use credit card, debit card, whatever you want to do. If you want to reserve them and you don't do credit card, debit cards, you call and tell Lisa tomorrow that you want whatever you want, four, five, six bottles, whatever, to save them. That will save them for you. You must have checked, okay? $12.50 for one, five or more, $10.50 each. And once they're gone, they're gone. And I really hate to see them go. I truly do. So many people have found it they're very effective and very great product. So anyway, if you want to get them while you can because time is about out. Those are two things I want to mention. Now we're going to go to our guest, Dr. Carrie Madej. Now, I said I've known this lady, I guess, for a year and a half, 2 years now. And I got to be with her in Missouri last gosh, I guess it was last year. What month was it? It used to go by so fast. But we had such a great time to meet her and spend time with her. Folks, she's just as humble and sweet as she can be. And she is a doctor who understands and willing to speak up on the truth about many different issues. And Dr. Kerr, are you there?
I'm here. How are you doing, Pastor Butch?
I'm doing pretty well, honey. Just getting older and uglier, but I'm hanging in there.
Yeah. Here, buddy.
One day at a time. You know what I'm saying? God bless me, Dr. Kerr. I have nothing to complain about. I have a warm house to sleep in and plenty of food to eat and a pretty good wife when she's in a good mood. So, I mean, I'm doing all right.
Oh, she's beautiful. I love meeting her. Yeah. And she's really? A good cook, too, right?
Oh, she is a good cook. And you know, the invitation still stands. You come by and find out. You know that.
Yeah, I know. I want
to do that. The invitation still there.
Absolutely.
I mean, we're not that far apart. You know? But anyway,
yeah.
Dr. Kerr has been out on the forefront with a lot of information, especially this past year and a half or so with the COVID pandemic and what you saw in the vaccines and all that. But a few months ago, how long has it been, Kerr, since the accident?
It was June 26th of this year. So about 6 months ago, I was a passenger in a small plane accident. Well, it was a big accident. It was in a small plane, like a Cessna. And we were flying from Florida to Georgia when 7 miles outside the airport, the engine began to have problems and the pilot contacted air traffic control. And they told us to turn around, which was strange, and go to a whole other airport. And many miracles happened that day because somehow the plane still was in the air and we got almost to the other airport. And then the engine stopped completely, and then we began to fall from the sky, at least 2,000 feet up in the sky, like a free fall. And we crashed into the woods, and somehow there was a logger's trail, and the plane crashed into the logger's trail, thank goodness. But we were stranded out there for about an hour. Nobody knew we crashed, and so... I had to pin our location on the phone when I could find that. We were badly injured, though, so we couldn't leave the aircraft. And, you know, God gave me the voice of a lion to be able to scream for help. So pinning the location and screaming for help helped the sheriffs finally find us. And another miracle that happened, they told me I was going to be paralyzed when they air-flighted me to the hospital, the trauma unit, and they gave me the name. I don't know if you know this, but in a trauma center, sometimes they'll give you a trauma name. They won't call you by your real name, and mine was Zebulon. And so they said, Zebulon is probably going to be paralyzed from the mid-back down. And so when I heard that, I said, no, that's not my history, not going to happen. And, of course, the whole time praying to God, I prayed to God the whole time in the plane. And a couple of hours later, they came back into the room, and the same doctors told me, well, I don't know what happened. We all looked at your scans again, and I guess we looked at them wrong. You're not going to be paralyzed. I feel like that was one of the many miracles
what a coincidence.
From God, right?
Well, I mean, what a coincidence, right?
Yeah, I don't think it's a coincidence,
I love
right?
it. I love it. I do.
No,
by the way,
no.
you were on the ground an hour and a half. Did the air traffic control not know you crashed? Did they not wonder what happened to you?
They did know we were crashing, but they never notified 911.
That yeah. There's something wrong with that right there. It's just something not quite right. I can't believe anybody would make that big a mistake. I really have a hard time believing that, but we won't go there. It just doesn't sound right. And by the way, before I forget, how's your friend doing? The one, the pilot, how's he doing?
He's been recovering. The last time I heard about him, he was still recovering. He had trauma. He didn't need surgery or anything like that. Recovering.
Okay. Well, if you do speak to him, tell him we're thinking about him. We don't forget about him. I mean, golly, he was there with you, too, the whole thing.
Yeah.
So you are healing pretty well then, are you not?
Yes, I had 5 vertebral fractures. My left lower leg was was the worst injured because it was crushed and my foot was turned about 120 degrees the opposite direction. So I had to have surgery on that. And I had a little couple of rib fractures, hand fracture, a little orbit fracture, MR on my eye. And all those have really healed. I have metal plates in my leg. I'll probably need one more surgery in a year or so. But I'm walking. I don't need a crutch or anything, so that's great. I still do a lot of things to keep my healing up. My bones have to heal together still. And, you know, I still have, you know, there was a big shock on my body falling from the air. So I still have layers of inflammation to work through. Yeah.
I can only imagine. I mean, that is horrendous. But praise God you come as far as you have. And I mean that sincerely. Praise God. There were a lot of prayers that you know that a lot of people are praying for all this world.
Thousands of people were praying. And Pastor Butch, I felt those prayers because I'll tell you that in the intensive care unit, I could feel, it was no other word but supernatural, this sensation go through my body that helped with the pain. In fact, that leg that was all twisted around, it should have given me horrible pain. And I would tell after they did the surgery, the doctors would come in and saying, what's your pain scale? I said, well, my leg was nothing. And they couldn't believe it. They're like, really? I mean, it's because I had this supernatural feeling in that leg. And it was almost like I could almost see it, like a bluish color. And I think that's the Holy Spirit and all the prayers coming in. When people came in my room, they would touch me, lay on hands, and pray, and I could feel that go through my body. And so I'm walking testimony to anybody that prayers absolutely do work, and never stop praying. And we are supposed to lay on of hands for healing, you know. Jesus Christ told us this. We need to start believing and doing that for one another, especially when people are getting so scared about getting sick now. We are supposed to remember the scriptures, and that's my testimony to why I healed so fast is because of God and the people praying and laying on of hands. I believe that.
I believe that, too. And another thing, too, then this is we're not to walk in fear. You know, no one wants to just drop off and die. That's really not the way we see it. But being a believer, and a truly born-again believer as you are, and many people that listen to this broadcast, death doesn't really hold the grip over us as does other people because we know it's not the end for us. Yeah, we don't want to leave our loved ones. We don't want to necessarily go out right now. But we don't fret that like a lot of people do. If dying is part of our future and it's immediate or it's years away, it's in our Father's hands, Dr. Carey, and we don't need to, we shouldn't walk in fear of that. I mean, I'm not telling us we just do foolish things. That's not what I'm saying at all. And tempt the Lord. You don't do that. But you don't walk in fear, do you?
No. In fact, what God has given me, like everybody else, a lot of blessings. You just have to know to recognize them. And one of them, this has to do with the plane crash, was that about 25 years ago, I was on a Delta flight, and we had problems on the Delta flight and had to make an emergency landing. And, of course, everybody was very upset on the flight, yelling and screaming, and I had this peace come over my body. Now, this is 25 years ago, and it was the Holy Spirit saying, you're not going to die in a plane crash. That's not how you will leave this world. And so I turned to my friend who was in the seat beside me. I said, we're not going to die. I said, well, how do you know? I said, because God told me. We're fine. And so the problem with the plane is the landing gear wouldn't work. So, of course, you need landing gear to land, right? The final circle around, the pilot told us, and people were yelling and screaming. He's like, okay, we're going to make our final descent. And they had foam on the runway, and they had all the people with the lights on. And as he started to make the descent, all of a sudden there's like a boom, boom. And the landing gear just worked. Can you believe that?
Wow.
And so we made a perfect landing. Okay, but that was 25 years ago, and I always remember that you know, that God told me that. So the day before the plane crash, so this would be June 25th of this year, I was telling my friends in Florida, they said, aren't you afraid to fly in a small airplane? I said, oh, no, no, no. God told me 25 years ago that I wouldn't die in a plane crash, so I'm good. I told that story before the plane crash. So I was a little,
I probably would say, well, God, I can guarantee it, I won't get another one. So anyway, I mean, that is something. But again, go ahead.
I was proud of myself, and I shouldn't have been so proud, right? I was bragging. But you know what I didn't? Okay, so when I was in the plane, we were having problems. I remembered that, and I'm like, okay, he told me I wasn't going to die, but he never told me I wasn't going to be in a crash. I'm like, oh, I never thought about that one.
Oh, Lord, you should make that a little clear to me.
Yeah, that never entered my head. So then I thought, oh, this is going to really hurt. I thought that in the air. I'm like, oh, this is going to really hurt.
Well, so, I can believe that. I can believe you did.
It did hurt.
I mean, I can't. And we got to talk about other things. I know we do, but this is intriguing. What was going through your mind? How long did it take to hit the ground? How long did it take to hit the ground?
You know, from the moment we started to have engine troubles to when we finally crashed was excruciating, Pastor. Because, you know, we turned around to a whole different airport. So I had many minutes to conversations with God. I had my right hand on the right side of the plane, my left on the ceiling. I was praying to Yeshua, Jesus Christ, we are covered in your blood. You know, God, save us. You know, when I was praying, I saw, like, you know, it was like a supernaturally two big hands on the plane and wings surrounding our plane. And in between that and the memory of him telling me you wouldn't die in a plane crash, that helped keep me calm because I didn't scream. I was praying, yes, but that was it. And when the pilot said, okay, we're gonna crash now, I looked at him and I said, okay. And it was just this peace that I knew it was his will because he knows my, his will is better than my will, no matter what. And I knew that it was in his hands, right? So it was a strange piece. And then when the impact happened, which is, it just is, it's hard to describe because everything is, all of your senses are completely unnatural. And then I felt like my spirit jumped out of my body for a second and then jumped back in. And I didn't know if I was alive. I thought, am I a ghost? Because I didn't know. And then I had to think, okay, I'm in my body and I have pain. I must be alive, which is a really strange feeling. And of course, it was terrible to breathe and got through that. But, you know, then when I could breathe, the next thing that I thought was like, oh my gosh, how am I alive? This is a miracle. Praise God. We're both alive. How is this? So that was the first thought, really, was praise God. And then I'm like, okay, we got to get out of this. What are we going to do now?
And I still can't believe it. They didn't notify authorities. That is so hard to believe. So if your phone hadn't worked, you wouldn't have any way to get in contact with anybody.
They would have likely died. Yeah, there's
no
doubt. I know.
No doubt. I mean, that is so strange. It makes me wonder about a lot of things. But again, that's not the topic tonight. So you were miraculously able to get out on the wing and scream enough loud enough that they couldn't even pinpoint you at the telephone. They got a ballpark about where you're at, but you had to scream so they could find you.
Yeah. The problem is that because we dropped from the top of the sky, we didn't glide in like most plane crashes. There was no sign anywhere that we crashed. Nobody had a clue we crashed. There was no locator that went off, nothing. And the weird thing is, I thought once you called somebody on your cell phone, the movies showed that when you're calling after a couple minutes, they can locate where you're at. I mean, that's the movies I've seen. No, that doesn't happen in Warm Springs, Georgia. If you're in the middle of nowhere, that doesn't work. I didn't know that. Only in the big cities. So when they said, no, we don't know how to know where you're at, I'm like, oh, my gosh. And And she said, well, what she told me is we have help coming your way, but she didn't know how to find us, so she was just trying to keep us calm. And then I found out 15 minutes later that, no, she didn't know where we're at. So this is when I pinned the location, and when I did that, they got closer, but they couldn't get that close because we were in the woods, and there was just no way to really figure out where to go. And so that's when she said, you're just going to have to scream with whatever you got left in you, and which is after an hour being in the beating sun. And that's when it wasn't me. That was when the Holy Spirit came in to help me yell. because it was not my voice. I know it was the Holy Spirit. So,
and you caught out on the wing, though, with your leg messed up. You caught out on the wing, hurt, your leg wasn't working.
Yeah.
But you caught out on the wing.
So I was outside the plane, because, and that helped the screaming. So when, you know, I'm an internal medicine doctor, so I knew that with my leg, foot turned 120 degrees the opposite direction. The two bones were grinding on each other. And then the one bone was starting to poke out through, not, it didn't come out through the skin, but it was about to. And so I knew that I had to get the pressure off the leg, or it could lacerate, you know, cut the skin open, and I would bleed out. And that's a very dangerous thing. So I got the strength to open the door, and I pulled my body on the wing, and I laid down on the wing, or my body's laid down, and then my leg stayed in the cockpit. So that I could make sure that the bone didn't break through the skin. And that's when I was able to yell for the help, when they told me that they needed me to yell.
Well, did you crawl through an open door or through a broken window? How did you get out?
No, I had a door on my side. Thank goodness that there's a door on my side. There's only one door, not on the other side. It was on my side. If it was on the other side, I probably wouldn't be able to do it. In fact, I know I wouldn't be able to do it. It happened to be on my side so that I could open it. It was already kind of broken, but I was still able to open it up, and then I just slid my body out slowly onto the wing.
That had to hurt. That had to
Listen,
hurt.
At first, you do have the shock, which is a wonderful thing, because you don't feel the pain quite
right.
All the pain at once. And then as time goes on, well, you start to feel more and more. So when the first response, the paramedics got to me, I did start whimpering a little bit like a baby, going, I really hurt. I need some pain medicine. So I'm not going to lie about that, because the pain was getting to me. I had never had pain like that. But the paramedics were kind, but they were vomiting when they got there, because they didn't like the way my leg looked. So I was like, okay, please get it together. You're going to have to get me out of here.
So the paramedics were vomiting.
Yeah, they couldn't stand the
paramedics who saw
his face.
I'm not laughing at you about it at all, but the paramedics who had seen many wrecks before, I'm sure.
You would think.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, you would think.
Wow.
And then I wanted to say, you know, I said, you're vomiting because of me. And they're like, oh, no. We just have... like something about they had something bad to eat. Like, I know you're throwing up because of me. But I just wanted them to get it together, because I really, really was in a lot of pain. But there was a farmer that really was able to get us out the quickest. He had a bush hog, and they had to chop down some trees, and he came in, and he helped us get on the stretcher and on his bush hog. And so we got to the medevac to get air flighted out of there. So, but they'll tell you the prayers and our Father in Heaven, Holy Spirit, our Savior. It takes a village, right? And I'm very grateful that there's so many people that were praying really around the world, and continue to pray because I'm standing and walking. I'm traveling. My calling is to share the good news with people and get them to really have a connection with our Father, our Savior, and the Holy Spirit, knowing that, you know, the Holy Spirit is here with us right now, and Holy Spirit is supposed to inhabit our bodies. With that, nothing is impossible. We shouldn't be fearful. We should be helping our brothers and sisters. We should be building the body of Christ. We should be, you know, going in each other's homes and doing our own churches within the own homes. Being human again, right? Worshiping and celebrating,
being
family with one another.
Being family. You know, you said it took a village, but what it takes is the family of God getting together. That's all it takes. And for us to believe together and work together. And you know, that in the early church, when the disciples and apostles were walking the earth, they went in the homes, because they weren't allowed in the synagogue.
Yeah.
They started in the homes also. And to tell you the truth, a lot of things you and I talk about sometimes would not be allowed in most churches. So we actually meet. We have our fellowships, just being able to sit all over the world, We met in our producer's home. We set up a little studio in there because that's where they started. And I see now more and more that people are going back to home worship because they're not finding the answers in organized church.
Yeah, I agree with you.
It's become more of
a
social
club.
It's more
personal.
Yes, it is.
And it's only like, this is what we're scheduled to speak on. What is that? It should be more spontaneous, and each person is able to share something with another, and it should just be what the other person needs or what those people need and what the Holy Spirit leads you to. I mean, that's so special. That's so wonderful. That really connects. And, you know, in a lot of churches, they don't believe in laying out of hands, casting out demons, you know, raising the dead.
They don't read the Bible.
No, there you go. And I think we need to talk about Genesis.
Well, the whole book from beginning to ending, we need to learn together. And I just started teaching on this. I just did the second half of teaching is understanding spiritual warfare. And it's more than I've had to really dig into myself to start to understand this myself. This is something really kind of new to me. But when I start looking into the scriptures about understanding spiritual warfare, it's no wonder we missed the target for so long. You know, we've been chopping the branches. Yeah. We've been letting the root prosper, if you know what I mean. Everything we see in the physical world starts in the spiritual world. It's manifest in the flesh, perhaps, but it starts in the spiritual world. Until we understand that and go after those demonic activities, we're not going to stop it. We're not even going to slow it down. The power is in Christ. The power is in the blood of Christ. The power is in the name of Christ. And the Holy Ghost in us is what makes us strong through a lot of things. And you can start preaching in a minute, but I get excited about this.
Yeah.
I mean, by the grace of God, I've seen devils cast out. And by the grace of God, I was the one that, by his power, did that. I've seen a woman fall back in her chair and her eyes go back in her head, start foaming to mouth and saying, "I am Lucifer," in a real deep, growly voice. I have all power. I've seen that. That's the power of God in a believer that can cast out devils in the name of Jesus Christ and through his blood.
And we ought not be ashamed of that.
We should be excited about that.
You know, that's so true. People are ashamed and they hide it and they don't want to speak about it. But this is what we're supposed to be telling people and sharing and making sure that people know that it's real and it's something powerful and it's a gift that was given to us and that the Holy Spirit is here with us right now, the Comforter. And the teacher. How we have these powers. Yes.
Yes. And the teacher.
That's how we are able to have these through our Father gave us and the Savior gave us that ability. And why are we not telling people? And laying out of hands is something so simple, right, in the prayers. And people don't even want to speak about that in some of the big churches. Why? It's a real thing. Miracles do happen. I've seen many miracles. I've seen people, they call them spontaneous remissions. They don't like to say the word miracle in medicine, but there's so many that happen. And then they try to hide it and squelch it and not let anyone know. But the problem is, if we don't believe, it's not going to happen. We need to realize these things are real.
Folks, hang on through the breaks. A lot more in your phone calls next half hour. This is exciting. 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. Don't go away.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Many experts and prophets say the great food shortage is coming in a few months. Most long-term food storage companies charge $9,000 to $10,000 for one person for 1 year. Joseph Kitchen does it not for half that price or a third that price, but go to Joseph Kitchen and get long-term emergency food for about $1,000 per person per year. We'll show you how to take the wheat, like in the days of Joseph the Pharaoh, grind it in 30 seconds, put it into a bread machine, push a button, 2 hours, 20 minutes later, you have a nice, hot, nutritious loaf of whole wheat bread. It'll cut your food costs, and many say it's very delicious and nutritious. There is not one food a human can live on, but whole wheat bread may be the closest. If you go to Joseph's Kitchen, use the promo code BUTCH, you'll get a $50 discount, and it helps call to decision. That's Joseph Kitchen, promo code BUTCH, for a $50 discount on what might be the cheapest and maybe the best thing to eat. JosephKitchen.com, promo code BUTCH.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Demand of Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give Demand a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to Nemana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wildcrafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents, the only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize-winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-660-6040.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war.
Folks, we are back. We're talking to Dr. Carrie Madej. Oh, what a testimony. What a story. If you have any questions, comments, you're welcome to call in and talk to us if you like. 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. And by the way, if you notice, my voice is not as clear as I'd be normally. I'm on the phone again tonight. We had a problem again with our what we call Comrex link up. It's over. This technology is way over my head. I mean, I know how to turn something on. That's it for me. So tomorrow I'll go back on the phone, try to get this corrected again. So bear with us. We're trying to get everything worked out here. When you work with technology, it can go down for no reason I know of. It just quits. And then replace it is not cheap. And that's why last month and still this month, We had a lot of things that had changed on our network here. We had to spend thousands of dollars, folks, that put us kind of behind us. If you can help us get through this, we'd appreciate it. But I don't mention it very often because I hate to ask for help on the radio. I truly do. But we do. We could use some extra to get to make sure things paid up and taken care of. We had a lot of equipment had to change out here, and nothing cheap about radio equipment, nothing at all. So if I sound a little worse than normal, it's because I'm not on the Comrex microphone, I'm on telephone, and it sounds kind of chintzy, but that's what we have. Again, the phone line's open, 844-769-2944. If you want to call and talk to us, we'd love to have you, and I do mean that. That's what we're here for tonight, is for you to share your story, ask questions or whatever. You know, we were sharing before, with the break about some miracles. And now, folks, I know this is probably a little bit unusual. You know, with Dr. Carey is so knowledgeable in so many different areas. It may seem strange tonight that we're talking about miracles and things that God did. Well, this is what we are here for. Dr. Carey has enough courage to share things that most doctors wouldn't touch. And that could be one of the reasons why the plane crash happened in a certain way, but that's beside the point right now. But right now, she's wanting to share, and I am too, what God has done for her and done for others. Dr. Carey, I don't know if I told this in radio form or not, but many years ago, I was preaching in a little church up on the ridge here in West Virginia, a little tiny church out on dirt road, out in the woods. I got through preaching. A young lady came up, just a little short young lady, a little blonde. She said, "My ear, can you pray for my ear? It bothers me." Well, I said, "Of course I will." And I didn't know what the problem was. She said, "Can you pray for it?" And I did. We anointed her, and I prayed for her. And she all of a sudden said, "I can hear. I can hear." I didn't know she couldn't hear. I thought she had just like an earache or something. I didn't know what it was. Now, this is the truth. I promise this is the truth. She didn't have an eardrum in that ear, and I didn't know it. And she could hear. She went to the doctor. The doctor confirmed she could hear, but she still didn't have an eardrum.
Wow.
Now, you tell me that hallelujah is right. I mean, uh-huh. I got to admit, I stood there dumbfounded because it wasn't me. It was power of Christ. I didn't know I was even praying for something like that. I just thought I had an ear infection. And next thing you know, she's shouting, I can hear. Now, that is the power of God. I didn't even know what I was praying for, Dr. Carey. But the faith that Christ, God gave me to pray, and this young lady's faith in him, and the healing was done. Now, tell me that wasn't a miracle.
That's absolutely a miracle. I know. Absolutely.
If that doesn't make you excited, if I don't get you excited, there's something wrong. I mean, really and truly, I'm just bragging on God, folks. I'm not bragging on me, believe me. I'm not. I was in Michigan preaching one time many years ago. Me and a friend of mine. After I got through preaching, the lady came outside, and she said, "Can you pray for me, Pastor? My ex-husband's here with his child, with another woman, and I'm so full of anger and bitterness. Can you pray for me?" And I just started praying. I said, "Sure, I can pray for you." I said, "In the name of Jesus." I just laid my hand on her head and said, "In the name of Jesus." And all of a sudden, she started acting like she's going to throw her guts out, just gagging and puking. And she wasn't puking. It sounded like she was going to puke. She never did puke. And I found out later that was the devil coming out of her. When that cleared up, her whole countenance changed. She was beaming. She was smiling. She was happy. She wrote me the sweetest letter afterwards. And I lost the letter. I really hate that. I lost the letter somewhere. But the Lord God took that devil out of her, that right there on the spot, at a tent revival in Michigan. Now, this is another true story.
Yeah.
This, again, is bragging on her, on our Father, not on me. But, I mean, this is what he can do if we have faith and believe.
Amen. And I've seen that happen in person as well. Yes, I've seen it happen where people have manifested in front of our eyes and they were prayed over, casted out demons. And the person, the one woman that I had witnessed this with, she came later and said she was much better. And she was so grateful, she and her husband. Now, that's not a thing that you expect. You know, it comes pretty unexpected. It's real, and the power of the name is real. The power of our Savior's name is real. And we have the power through the Holy Spirit that we are given that gift. We need to, we all do, right?
Amen. That, yeah, if we believe it. And have the faith, it's faith that makes a difference. It's faith that makes a huge difference. And I'm sure I've not confronted anything as many people have confronted, but in my little bit of experience, what I've seen has really boosted my faith, made me understand that it certainly is not me. It's a power within me that Christ gave me through his name, and it isn't me. But what you went through and what you come through, where you are right now, is a miracle in itself, and you know that, don't you?
Yes, I do. I'm very grateful, and I praise God every day.
Now, folks, this kind of program we don't get to very often. This is something I don't get to do. You know that. But if you want to share with us, give a testimony, whatever, you feel free to call. Like I said, that the line's open. But if you're I know you're listening. But if you're not calling, people say, we don't interrupt you. Well, that's fine if you interrupt us. You go, hey, we don't mind. 844-769-2944. And, Dr. Carey, I want to just very quickly cover a couple of things here before we let you go. It seems like we're seeing another season of flu, COVID, respiratory illnesses of all kinds, and they're blowing the trumpet again about fear, 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 fear. Mm-hmm. What do you suggest we do as just regular people to help protect yourself from these situations? What do you recommend that we have in this world that God gave us, other things we can use to protect our bodies and build our bodies up to this to fight? Okay, if you want to share that, please go ahead.
Absolutely. So it's our bodies, our minds, and spirit. So just remember, just like you said, the more we have fear, the more we're going to get sick. So it takes practice not to be in fear. And I think that helps when we're around our brothers and sisters and our family and being positive, right? So I encourage people to not just be in fear and stay hidden away. You're going to be more sick. It's the way it is. Always pray and call on God for help even when you're lost. Those are the most important things above the physical. But in physical, we can do things. So I tell people, well, you should cook for yourself. Eating out, fast food, things like that, you're going to get sick. Your body's worn down. It's not real food. Occasionally rare, but you gotta really cook your own food. I encourage people about that. Drink some baking soda every day. So, you know, that's one of my favorite things. So a half or a whole teaspoon in some water, drinking it every day makes your body more alkaline. It's actually a treatment for stomach acid, for ulcers, all sorts of things like that. That's amazing. Oh. It's a great allergy medicine. So if you have an allergies going on, you drink a glass of that with that baking soda, allergies already are better. I think they're better than any pharmaceutical drug out there.
You told me this about a year ago. I've been drinking about every morning since then. And you told me to add vitamin C to it. I mean, you told me this. Okay, wonderful. Please keep going.
Yeah. And another great thing about baking soda is you can mix it with some good castor oil. Get a good brand of castor oil, make it into a paste, and put it on, you can put it on a wart. If you put it on a wart, cover it with duct tape once a day. And then usually in 2 weeks, that wart just falls off. That's awesome.
Okay.
And also,
run up
you
my
can
skin now.
Put it on.
Run up.
Okay.
So
you make
do
a,
that
paste,
again. That's
a paste. Yeah,
okay.
Make a paste of the baking soda and get a good quality castor oil. So probably the stuff at Walmart, no, but if you go to like a health food store, and castor oil lasts a long time, get a good quality one. Anyhow, you make it into a paste and just put it in a little container by your bathroom sink. And then you dab it on, like if you have a wart, you dab it on once a day, and then you got to cover it with duct tape, and then you reapply that once a day. Take the old duct tape off, put the new one on with the new castor oil paste. So what does it do? It's irritating the wart, and it gets to the root, and within a couple weeks, usually, the wart's just gone. That's it. That's awesome. And it also works, that paste also works for almost any skin lesion. So if you've got like a really rough spot on your skin, or even an early skin cancer, like one of the beginning stages, like a basal cell, you do the castor oil and baking soda, put that paste on several times a day, just dab it on, and usually in a month, people say it's so much better. It's significantly better. A lot of times it just falls off and goes away. So these are great, easy things we can do for yourself on your own skin.
You put the paste on with the basal cell and put a Band-Aid on
the
or just leave it on everything and cover.
The wart is the duct tape. You're cutting the oxygen off. That's why you have to have the the duct tape. Now, if it's just a other skin lesion you have or early skin cancer, you just put the paste on over and over. You don't have to put any duct tape over it or anything like that.
Okay.
Just leave
All
it
right.
open,
okay.
you know, like that. Yeah. If it's a melanoma, though, melanomas are different than all the other skin cancers. Now, that's the really black one. You need to see the doctor for that one for sure. But if it's just the rougher ones, you know, that people get frozen off and all that, you can just do it yourself with a castor oil and baking soda paste. So that's easy. Bathtubs are great to detox. And when I start to feel sick, I do a detox bath. And I put a couple cups, like 2 cups of baking soda and two cups of Epsom salts in there. And, you know, that soaking for 20 minutes, that pulls radiation out of your body, too, and all kinds of toxins and poisons. I love detox baths because they work so fast. So I do those a lot. The other thing is people get sick a lot from, I don't know if people realize that our cell phones and the Wi-Fi and all those 5G towers and the satellites, all those things give us something called EMF, electromagnetic frequency. And they're not good for us. They hurt our bodies. They make us sick. So if you protect yourself from them, meaning you can do simple things, shut your Wi-Fi off at night. You're not going to use it. Just turn it off. When you're sleeping, don't have anything plugged in within 6 feet of the head of your bed. Because that really, when you're sleeping, is the most important time for your body to heal. Don't ever, ever wear those smart watches. You know, those electronic watches people have.
Right, like a phone on their watch.
I would take a hammer and destroy it because it's only making you sick and they're spying on you anyway. You don't need that. Your phone should be always, never have any wireless earbuds. Those are like a radiation tower into your brain. Never wear those. You always have to have a cord with your earphones if you're doing that, and keep your phone away from you when you're sleeping at night. There are other things to do to protect yourself. I use a product called EMFSOL.com that protects the house that I'm in. It's amazing. I can tell you that I sleep better. I feel better. I don't get sick barely ever. So that's something to focus on, because I think that's how we get sick a lot, is from these abnormal, electromagnetic frequencies that are being put out, and it weakens our body. So, you know, eating right, the baking soda, the electromagnetic frequencies, you got to bring those down. The detox baths are amazing. So I highly recommend that. If you start to get a little bit of a respiratory symptom, you should have a little nebulizer. You can buy those anywhere. It's the little machine that blows air through the tubing. And there's a little chamber you can either put prescription meds in, or you can just put a clean water, like a distilled water, in there, just a little bit. And then you can put just a few drops of food-grade hydrogen peroxide, or, a drop of like the MMS, or it's chlorine dioxide. These are all things you can book online and get for free. And that breathing that in actually breaks up all the mucus and gives you better oxygen, and you can do that all on your own at home. So there's lots of things that you can look at online. I think everybody should have one of those machines in their home. You can take care of things on your own at home that way. And, of course, the powdered vitamin C, when you do that, you can just do it when you're sick, or you can do a little bit every day to keep your immune system up. But when you're sick, you should have, 1,000 to 2,000 milligrams 2 or 3 times a day, and that helps. The other thing people should look into is something called chlorine dioxide, which they can do on their own. They can look up the universalantidote.com. I'll say that again, the universalantidote.com. And that is all the information you need to know about this, because for 70 or more years now, they've been using this to treat malaria. They can treat almost any infection with this. People with autoimmune diseases, skin issues. So You've got to really read instructions. They have seven little videos, but it's something I carry at home in case I ever needed it. I think everybody should have that in their medicine cabinet and know how to use it. You can use it safely internally to treat a lot of things in case you weren't able to go to a clinic that you trusted if you got an illness or anything like that. So that's a great thing to look into. I highly recommend that with the other things I told you about.
My goodness. You know, you should write a book on all this. This is interesting.
Yeah, Dr. Christian Northrup told me to do that, and I got a little distracted with the plane crash, so, yeah, I need to focus on it again and start that up.
Well, that would be a very, very powerful thing, something to do. If you could do that, that would be wonderful to have it in writing so we keep up with that. But I know you told me a year ago better to do the vitamin C every morning, powder vitamin C and the baking soda, which I've done faithfully just about every morning since you told me that. And I don't know.
Good.
But all it has done for me, I did catch a little bug during Thanksgiving, but it's over in a couple of days, basically. So I don't know what all it has done for me as far as keeping things better, but I haven't got really sick, so I guess that's a good sign, right?
Yes, we all can catch a little cold because that's our body taking care of something, but it's about if it really, does a number on you, if it makes you really weak or if it takes you a long time to get over, that's not normal. And so that's why you want to do something every day, like the baking soda or vitamin C. And a lot of people I know, they actually put the baking soda in their coffee every day. I've never done that. They take the bitterness out of the coffee. No, me neither. But some people love it, They tell me they love putting that in their coffee, a teaspoon of that. So it's another way that can help get that in your body.
Whatever turns your crank, I guess. But, I don't mind the flavor of that because it tastes, to me, tastes a little bit like Alka-Seltzer. Sure, I didn't mind the taste of that either. But now, what does a pH, what does it mean when you talk about the baking soda and pH? What does pH help take care of your body? What disease does it prevent? What does it heal?
So think of a swimming pool. If you didn't put the right amount of, you're checking the pH, the acid and the base in the pool, and if it's off, things grow in that pool within a day. It's disgusting. The same thing with our body. If the pH is off a little bit, too much acid or too much base, then within a day, things grow. You get an infection, right? So how do you keep it stable? Well, we're usually always acidic. We have too much acid in our body, and that happens because we're stressed. Emotions cause it, as well as our eating habits. We usually don't eat very healthy like we should. We're supposed to eat and cook at home with things from our local farmers, but that's not always how people eat, so we get acidic. Maybe medicines you're taking, that sort of thing, or toxins. People get toxic. So anyhow, all of us could use that baking soda, which makes it balance out again. So that's why you'll feel better, and you can have less muscle spasms, less allergies, less propensity to get sick. It's even good to prevent kidney stones from coming on. If you do, you got to do it every day, though, like a couple times a day. But that's a really good way to prevent kidney stones. It reduces the risk of having gout. I mean, you still got to eat right and do those other things, but it's a helpful thing. So there's so many benefits to it, just too many to list even in one telephone call here. But I highly recommend people start looking into that.
Is there any certain type of baking soda you recommend?
As long as it says you can use it for baking, that you can ingest it, then it's okay. So some people think that baking soda has aluminum in it. It does not. Baking powder has aluminum. Now, I see many men get those confused because they may not be in the kitchen baking. Okay, so there's two things. There's baking soda and baking powder. Don't take the baking powder, okay? You'll puff up. You take the baking soda.
Okay. All right.
Remember that, guys. It's baking soda.
I'm already big enough puffed up around my belly. So I don't need that. Okay. Let's go to Bishop Bay and talk to our friend Daryl. Daryl, come on in. Welcome.
Hi, Pastor Butch, and hi, Dr. Carrie Madej, and thank you for the health tips, and thank you for your wonderful testimony. My prayer partner, Curtis, and I have been praying for you ever since you were involved in the plane crash, and lately we've been praying every night at 9 p.m. for three courageous female doctors that we know, Dr. Carrie Madej, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, and Dr. Lee Merritt. So there are some courageous doctors out there. There's even a couple good male ones out there, including Dr. Andrew Wakefield. So there's folks out there that have spoken very courageously, telling the truth. And so I just wanted to say thank you so much to both of you. And Pastor Butch, that four-minute video you have up on your homepage on your website about the preborn baby, the guy holding the baby in his hand, is that A.J. Hurley that made that video?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure who that is. I'm not sure.
Because that goes perfectly with the four-page folding tract that you have, Did You Know? And I would urge everyone to go up to Pastor Butch's homepage and watch that video. I don't know whether it's A.J. Hurley or not, but it's only it's a little less than 4 minutes, and it's very graphic. But I think Pastor Butch knows the video I'm talking about. On his homepage, it says, watch this video. And after watching that and looking at the brochure that he has, that four-page fold-out brochure, I would urge folks to watch the video. It's not easy to watch, but it needs to be watched. And to get that circular, you can get that from Pastor Butch, and I'd suggest you get maybe 25 of them. It's mostly color, but there's a couple black and white photographs on it, too. And so to pray for people like Gary and Donna Roby, and there's another one besides A.J. Hurley, and then the other two that you had on your broadcast, Pastor Butch, the ones that had the pro-life centers firebombed,
right.
Daniel Thomason, Mr. and Mrs. Daniel Thomason, and A.J. Hurley. So pray for the people that are out there that are out protesting for the preborn, like Gary and Donna Roby, and because they're risking their lives, just like to people like Dr. Carrie Madej risked her life telling the truth, because truth tellers around the country sometimes have accidents. And that's all we'll say about that.
Well, thank you so much for the prayers. I will tell you that I absolutely feel them, and it is powerful. And I am very blessed and and grateful, and so they work. All right? So never stop praying.
Amen.
So again, Pastor Butch, thank you, and for all your courage, and thank you, Dr. Carrie Madej, for your wonderful testimony. God bless you both.
Daryl, can you hang on one second?
Okay,
quick question, please, Daryl. You still there? He's going. Okay, well, he goes.
Sorry,
okay, all right. We're down to the last 30 seconds, Dr. Carrie. Well, why you want to tell the people in closing about 30 seconds left? Why you want to tell them?
Well, I just want to say that, you know, it's a lot of craziness in the world. It's upside down. It's like a circus, and I know that, and a lot of unknowns. But I can tell you that why I still speak and why I have so much passion, I won't stop speaking the truth as best as I can, is because God gave me this feeling of such love and faith and hope. And so that's the message he's giving us, is that he still loves us and he's there for us. And so we can't lose faith, hope, and love.
All right, Dr. Kerry, we love you. You know that, right?
I love you, too. Thank you.
Okay. Folks, we'll see you tomorrow night. Y'all have a great night. Good night.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSC.com CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.